Independence Day, and we're celebrating all month long. Stop into any 23 locations this month and get started on your fitness journey for just $4. Let freedom ring with free classes, free tanning, and free kids club. Join the club during our Independence Day sale in July. $4 get you started today. Learn more at clubfitness.us. See club for details.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at the Appliance Discounters.
This is Cam Jansen, and I'm telling you, the warm weather is here. You know what that means? You're probably going to have to take your shirt off at some point. Don't be that guy that has that large t-shirt that jumps in the pool with it. Don't be that guy. Sometimes it's tough getting up and forcing yourself to work out, and I'm telling you, if you don't have that drive anymore, you got to go get checked out at LowTUSA.com. They got two places. They got a place in Chesterfield and in South County. All you got to do is go in and get your blood work done. Go get your blood work done by board-certified physicians. You'll get results that same day. And I tell you this, you might be suffering from low testosterone. If that's the case, you will feel a huge difference. You'll have that drive again. All you got to do is walk in one of the two locations, either South County or Chesterfield. Get your blood work done. It is covered by insurance. This is not a rich man's game. This is for the working man. I am telling you, LowTUSA.com. It's a game changer. And I'll tell you this, it's a relationship changer too.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, we heard you.
Let's all go to the lobby.
We heard you. Let's go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Well, we don't have a lobby here. But we do have a guy who will talk about the movies, and the movie theaters have lobbies, and he'll talk a little TV, too. His name is Dan Buffa. And this is the one topic, I think, that that and tech, which we do on Mondays, yesterday, I think most everybody is interested in. If you watch 30 hours of TV a week, obviously you'd like to know what's on that I don't know about. What should I avoid? If you watch 2 hours of TV a week, it's even more important that you get some sort of idea what you're going to watch. You don't waste the only 2 hours you have to watch TV. Same with the movies. I just think most people, look at the theaters. People still go. Remember when the video recorders came out? They said, well, that's the end of the movie business. Nobody will ever go to the theater anymore because you watch movies at home. No, it wasn't the end of it. So Dan Buffa is going to steer you away from or toward something to watch. He's brought to you by Window World. And, of course, we always steer you toward that product if you're interested in, if the time has come to replace the windows in your house, which were never meant to last forever. Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Please welcome Dan Buffa. Hey.
Dan? Taking a break from the heat to talk some movies.
Yeah. I like movies. I have said before, that's the one thing my wife and I, not only we both like movies, we tend to, for the most part, like the same kind of movies.
That's good.
She's not a Dumb and Dumber, Anchorman type person, but outside of that, we both like. I like depressing, very depressing, sad, realistic, based on true story. I do.
Yeah.
I just do.
You're
I like
honest.
To be made sad, and I know that may sound sick, but I do.
I have one of those for you today. It's brutally honest, sad, and a true story.
Good, and I asked you off the air if you watched the Robin Williams thing last night. You said not yet.
Not yet. I saw it today.
Because I want to know what you think when you do.
I can't wait for it. They've been wanting to make this for a while, and they got a lot of the people in his life involved.
Right.
And I was listening to the show in the first hour, and you're right. If they don't get the kid, if they don't get his son, if they don't
first
get all,
wife.
If they don't get the people that knew him the most, it's like Whitney Houston. That was so good because they got everybody around her. All they said was the people that said good things about her would be a crappy documentary. You want to get the people that are going to be honest.
Yeah, and the rest would just be speculation. And I like to hear it from the people who were there. So what do we have today?
I have a couple movies. On Friday, we had The Rock's new movie, Skyscraper. And it comes out, 30 years ago, Frank, Die Hard came out in theaters. Bruce Willis.
Yippee-ki-yay, Melon Farmer.
That's right. A nobody actor who played John McClane, a regular guy, a cop from New York, getting stuck in a high-rise building with bad guys and his ex-wife. I'm not sure which one's worse.
That actually is the movie, isn't it, that launched him?
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, prior to that, he was pretty famous for moonlighting with Cybill Shepherd.
A guy wearing no shoes or socks and basically a wife beater. Battling the bad guys.
Before Die Hard, he was kind of, light comedy. That's what he was known for. After Die Hard, he became an action star.
A similar guy to that is Michael Keaton. Before he played Batman, he was a comedy guy.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie kind of puts The Rock in Bruce Willis's character's role. He plays a former U.S. Army veteran who worked for the FBI but had a very terrible incident where he lost his leg, and he has since quit the FBI and begun doing security, for big buildings. And, of course, he goes in to address the owner of the Pearl, which is 220 stories high in Tokyo. They bring in The Rock's character, Will Sawyer, to basically assess the security. And from the minute he gets in that building, something's wrong. His best friend who used to work with the FBI is more than likely setting him up. There's bad guys that are going to take it over. His wife, played by the still working and beautiful Neve Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
She looks, I don't know how old she is. Tim, maybe look up and see how old. I would say she's 42.
I can't visualize.
42.
I know the name, but I can't visualize.
Scream.
From The Craft as well.
I didn't see Scream, I think.
But
didn't see that.
She hasn't worked. 44, yeah. She looks really good in this movie. She plays his wife, The Rock. They have two kids.
Okay. Yeah, I see her, yeah.
She's very pretty, and she's got some good scenes in this movie, but essentially The Rock gets in there, he's set up, and he essentially has to take on bad guys by himself in a high rise. Again, he's an amputee, so he has one leg. He has no...
How do they handle that? Do they just... you just assume he has... Or do they...
Oh, no.
With a computer thing.
It plays a
off.
Big part. It's computer-generated, but the way that they have the little attachment that he puts on,
right.
It's really realistic. The visual effects in this movie are fantastic. So
remember the first realistic amputee thing we saw was Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Gary Sinise.
Yeah.
Gary Sinise hopping over the edge of that boat.
That was
and
ridiculous.
And I thought, you got to be kidding me. What happened?
Did you cut off his legs for the movie?
That's real acting.
But in the movie, bad guys are taking it over, and obviously the intent that they want to have, they want something with the owner of the skyscraper. They want something from him. And The Rock, his family's there, so he has to fight against the bad guys. And it isn't like The Rock is super powered in this movie. He's a regular guy, obviously with military training, but he's got one leg. Let's just say he uses duct tape in the same way that John McClane used duct tape. There's a lot of tributes to Die Hard in this movie. And Johnson has said in publicities that, this is kind of a Towering Inferno and a Die Hard tribute. And I like this movie. I don't care if it finished third in the box office. People are crappy when it comes to picking movies. But it was just fun. It's an hour and 40 minutes. It is The Rock finding, basically playing MacGyver, trying to find different ways to go up against guys with guns. He doesn't have a gun in the movie, so he has to find a way to beat these guys, save his family. It moves quick. It's got some good humor moments. The reason I like The Rock so much is because he always finds a way to make you laugh. It's never overly serious. It isn't like it's a very serious action adventure. He's funny. Even before he's about ready to climb outside of a window and try to swing around, he goes, "This is stupid. I'm probably going to die." And of course, there's a thing where he runs and jumps off a beam into a window. It doesn't slow down. It's funny. It's action-packed. And The Rock, again, he finds a way to carry a movie on his shoulders. And Neve Campbell, for her part, is not like a damsel in distress. She passed some good fight scenes because she has to get involved. Because, there's bad guys all over. The wife's in the building. She has to get into fights, too. So if you like this kind of thing, Skyscraper is exactly what you want from the Rock movie. I think it's one of his better movies in a while. I mean, he's everywhere, right? Rampage just came out on DVD.
When did that actually come out in the theaters?
Rampage, they are turning these things around fast. I think Rampage came out in May. And they are
That's
already,
never really a good sign, is it, though, if a movie goes like this close to DVD after?
But the thing is, though, Limey, it did really well. It wasn't about it not doing well. It just finally got out of the top 10. And I think these days they go, what's out of the top 10? Let's get it to digital.
Wow.
Let's get it to Blu-ray.
Because, I've said before, I've never seen one movie he's been in. Not one.
This,
really? And I don't know why.
I think you could start with this one. This one,
because I always think that I don't like that little cutesy, like, oh, boy, this is a bad idea. I don't like little comedic comments in a hardcore, serious movie. I don't want that.
There's a little bit of that in this. So, I mean, this could be a movie to start with, or you can go back to the rundown with Walken, directed by Peter Berg. But this movie kind of has those moments. I mean, it does, and I don't mind them. I like when the action star can kind of wink at you and go, look, I know I can't really do this in real life, but I'm close, and I can do it. So they do it, and it's fun. But there's another movie, Frank. So Skyscraper, I would give three.
Three ARDs.
Three ARDs.
Here they come. Skyscraper.
All right, Dean.
Okay.
You know, a movie we should have Frank watch with the Rock's in? Tooth Fairy.
Yeah. That's a great introduction.
Well, that has to be a comedy.
That would be beginning and the end. Or what was the movie, Dan, where he played a quarterback with a kid?
Yeah.
Was it like MVP or something?
Yeah, he had
something
hair. Like that. It was bad. Just delete it from your memory.
He's the most, I don't know how to put this, consistent looking guy. He doesn't look any older now than he did.
And he's in his 40s.
20 years ago. And he never fluctuates, it looks like, in weight. Or he's always exactly
there is a certain,
the same.
In his wrestling days, he was kind of a big guy, but he wasn't cut. But as he has gotten older, he's one of those guys that just gets better with age. Because, you know, for the movie, a very low-budget action film called Faster, he put on 25 pounds of muscle, and he's never lost that. And he shaved his head. In this movie, he has a little bit of a gray in his beard. So he's getting older, but he's getting in better shape. The guy is a freak of nature.
And can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Every time, baby.
And then he'd give him the people's eyebrow.
That's right. He can do it, too.
That was his wrestling phrase.
That was his, yep.
Smell what the Rock is cooking.
What does that mean? Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Basically saying that his character has arrived in the ring. It's basically taking over the scene, essentially. Yeah. Because he went up against John Cena. And he called John Cena, what do you call him, Pebbles?
Yeah.
Hey, Pebbles!
I do not understand that slogan, because first of all,
it's
a
wrestling.
Rock doesn't cook.
Oh, no, it's wrestling, though. It's
he'd get in, and he'd go, can you smell what the Rock's cooking? And he would arch that eyebrow, and everybody would love it.
Yeah, he's good with that eyebrow.
They called it the people's eyebrow.
But if you're not into The Rock, and I think you have to be a Rock fan to like Skyscraper, there's a movie coming out. It's an indie film, and I swear, Frank, you know, look, there's great movies that I'll tell you are great. There's ones that are good. There's ones that I'm going to get out in traffic and make people watch. I want everybody I know to watch it, and it's called Three Identical Strangers.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see this.
It came out Friday.
True story.
So let me set the scene up. It's 1980. And Bobby Schaffrin gets to college. And somebody looks at him and goes, hey, Eddie. And he goes, my name's not Eddie.
Folks, listen to what he's saying. This is actually true.
Oh, true story.
This happened.
100%.
Yeah.
So a guy gets to college in 1980 in New York, and they say, hey, and it's my name's not Eddie. And it's a buddy that can assure, like, you look just like him. Bobby Schaffrin will come to find out that Eddie Gallen is his twin brother.
That he never knew.
And
he
they're
had.
19 years old, and they find out you have a twin brother. But then again,
and they're on the same campus.
Yeah. And as Howard Schneider of Newsday said, right when you think the story was amazing, it became incredible because David Kellner, who sees their picture in the paper, these two people look just like him, and goes, maybe I'm the third, and David is the third. Triplets that meet when they're 19 years old. As Bobby Schaffrin said,
I think you glossed over the most important part.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, try to imagine this.
Well, I'm getting to it.
Okay, go ahead.
But the biggest thing is, it's not just the triplets finding each other at 19 years old. It's what happened at birth. And that really is the basis of this whole movie. They are separated at birth, but why? Imagine one thing, not knowing you have two twin brothers in your life, but then why were you separated? And the movie unfolds like a thriller. Documentaries are supposed to be informative. They're supposed to be great. I mean, Fred Rogers one, Whitney Houston. This one unfolds like a thriller, but everything is real. Everything about these brothers, they open a restaurant. They become best friends, of course. As Bobby Schefrin said, they fall in love with each other, because they have to, but they don't know each other. And they, I mean,
And they do all look exactly alike.
If you look up three identical strangers, you will see multiple pictures of these guys, and they all look like classic New Yorkers. They got the curly black hair, the same smile. You know, Tom Brokaw interviewed them. They went on all these TV shows, and people loved it because they love the similarities of these guys. They all love the same cigarette, the same kind of woman. They all wrestled, but it was the differences in them. And with one brother, Eddie, that comes to find out, that's kind of tragic. And the movie is amazing, but it's also tragic because how and why they're separated at birth. I don't want to get into it, but it's you have to see it. But there's a reason. And the parents...
Well, it was actually published. I mean, they printed it.
Yeah.
And I read about it. So it's not exactly... Yeah. I don't think it would ruin
Let's
the movie.
Just say that they were part of an experiment.
Yes.
And it's terrible that the adoption agency set this up. They basically separated because as David Kellner's parents said, we want to take in all three. And they say this in the documentary, we want to take in all three triplets that they had offered to.
And normally they try to keep them together.
Yeah.
Because of this experiment, they deliberately wanted them.
Essentially the experiment
apart.
And Lawrence Wright was the guy that the journalist that really dug into it. He did a Looming Tower. He did this. But it was a study of nature versus nurture. That if are you more connected to your gene line, your DNA, or
your environment,
are you connected by your parenting, your experiences? That's what the basis behind the separation was. So imagine if you're like a lab rat, and you never met your two brothers. You have two brothers out there, and they were living close to each other, guys. They were all living in New York. Imagine if you may just turn the corner and go. And you just saw maybe a blip and go, that's me. It's a tragic thing, but this movie, and I have a brother that, you know, I'm not as close to as I want to be. So anytime it comes to brothers, I'm in there. But this movie, I had no idea. I had no idea about this story. And that's the best way to approach it. But even if you do have a clue, I think it's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. I mean, I had a list of top 10 that was crafted about a month ago, and Three Identical Strangers has climbed its way to the top. Because I think this is why I think it's great, Frank. We were just talking about Skyscraper. You don't watch The Rock movies. Well, let's just say you're not an Avengers fan. You're not going to watch Marvel. You're not a Rock fan. You're not going to watch Skyscraper. Anybody. You can go inside that bar over there and say and describe the story, and they all want to watch it. This is the kind of movie that is just international.
Put it this way. I can't imagine anybody, if you know the basic premise of this, not saying... Oh my goodness, then what happened?
I want more.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about the story is that it started out as amazing and it made its way to incredible. There was a movie that came out in 2012 called Searching for Sugar Man.
Yes. Great documentary.
And again, it was great for me because you didn't know the whole story. In the first part of the documentary, they set it up as this is what happened to him, supposedly. But then the second half, it flips and you find out what really happened to him. It was like a thriller. A great documentary is where you don't know much to begin with, and then by the end, you're floored. And that's what it is with the Three Identical Strangers, in the best way of a documentary. I mean, Fred Rogers, I knew how great he was. That right. just kind of shed more light on it. And Whitney Houston, I knew she had a bad way about her in her last few years, but that just shed a bigger light.
Fred Rogers didn't have any of those "you got to be kidding" moments in it.
He had great proud moments as an American and what he did with children. But this movie, you just go, okay, three brothers, three triplets, they find each other, and then what? And then you keep going, okay, I got the story, but then wait a minute, they're trying to find the experiment evidence, and they can't find it. And they're mad, and they're furious, and what happens to one of the brothers, and how, you know, as one of them said, we had to get to know each other at 19. I mean, you got a 19-year, like, late start.
This isn't a documentary, is it?
Yes. It's a documentary.
Oh, okay.
It's completely true.
And it's them?
It's them. You got Bobby Schefrin, all the family, the three guys.
And
they all
tell me there are no reenactments, scenes where somebody plays them.
There's a little bit of that because you had to due to some people that have passed away. So you had to do it, but it's not poorly done.
Okay.
It's just really quick, but mostly it's the brothers just talking to the audience, and they look so sad because they're glad they found each other, but the circumstances they did and what happened, it just, you can never cut that away from yourself.
Okay, around the room, would you like to have an identical twin, Limey?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes, probably, sir. Yeah.
At Dan.
Tim?
No.
Me either. I would not want that.
I would, but
you
never
have your own identity. You're always being mistaken
for
your
brother. And that's the whole basis of the whole movie is are you more determined by your DNA, something you're given at birth? Do you chart that territory? Is that what charts your growth, or are you pushed around by your experiences? And I like the end of the documentary. It doesn't determine one way or another. Each brother kind of discusses it. Lawrence Wright, who was the journalist that really dug into it and revealed the conspiracy, digs into it. It just really makes you think, Frank. I mean, when I left this movie, I called my dad. We talked. I called my brother. This is going to make you want to talk to people about it. And this is going to make you want to tell everybody you know, I think you need to watch this. It jumps over, are you interested in a movie?
All right.
Because everybody's got a selling point.
Is it wide release?
It is at the Tivoli and Plaza Frontenac, unfortunately. I think that works, though. This is a very intimate story. I don't think it needs a big screen. I would love it if it got more of a spread. Maybe it'll do it later in the year when it gets to be Oscar time. But it's a movie that I think, even if you're watching it in a cramped theater like Plaza Frontenac is, you should just go and watch it.
But the Mr. Rogers now, that's more wide.
That's wide. So maybe hopefully when, and this has been spreading around across the country for the last few weeks. So hopefully, maybe if it does well, it'll go to like the bigger theaters.
But ARDs, I hear four.
Four. I mean, it's just, there's nothing else like it. I mean, we're at mid-July, and this movie is just, that's the record I can recommend the most.
At the very tail end, I always like to repeat the name because there are people right now who just
turned
on the radio.
Three identical strangers. It came out Friday, so if you don't want The Rock, if you don't want big explosive, go watch
this.
Here
come four ARDs.
All right, Dan.
All right, now I have a question. One of the reasons when I think about what would it be like to have an identical twin is that, let's say your identical twin decides to be a really horrible person, rapist, murderer, you know, you're always going to get pulled over. So, but I'm sitting here thinking, I don't think I've ever heard of a case of identical twins where they weren't the same personality, same morality, same likes, dislikes, same, you know what I'm saying? Like, where one's completely different from the other. So I don't think that happens.
Well, just imagine, like, if the way the kids are conceived, like, you know, you're in the kitchen, okay, they all have the same ingredients, they all have the same quirks, they all laugh the same way, they like a lot of the same things. But the experiences, let's say one of the brothers didn't get to experience a great, he had a different kind of dad, adoptive parents. Right. So he didn't get, like, the love and care. He kind of got, He had a military father who was very strict on him. So as David says, you know, Eddie was just a little bit different. And so he came out the same way as David and Bobby, but his experiences put him down a different path that led to some depression and some tough stuff. So there is that.
But if you ever watch or read anything about identical twins, what's fascinating is when they really start digging. Let's say they did grow up differently. They look the same, but they had different environments, different circumstances. Yet when they start digging, they go, well, I put peanut butter on tomatoes too. You know, something really weird and odd, and you find out that other one does the same thing. He never saw you do it. He just eats peanut butter on tomatoes. And then you start to dig, and you find out other things that they like. Little isms that they have that are the same.
Oh, yeah.
And that's in the genes.
For sure. I mean, and really, and so, you know, those two are out there. Incredibles 2 is still out there. I got to say, that's a good movie.
You know why the Siamese twins, the conjoined twins, you know why they went to London?
Why is that?
So the other one could drive.
Thank you.
Hello,
there it is. It's an old one, but it's funny.
I mean, that took you a while. We didn't get a Frank joke until, how long does this segment go?
How much would it take if some doctor said, I can sew you on to somebody else, and for the rest of your life, you'll be conjoined with somebody?
No.
There's no amount of money.
I'll draw the line right
there.
There's
no amount of money.
Did you ever watch the TLC, the channel? Did you ever watch the series with those two girls, Brittany and so? They were conjoined. And it was like a girl with two heads. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, but she's only got one pair of legs, and they each share an arm. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. One's in charge of the left arm. Yep. I'm not kidding. And the other's in charge of... That, to me, is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. And you have to watch it. If you stumble on that, and I guess you can still pull it up on YouTube, you cannot stop watching it.
But how about the movie with Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear?
Great movie.
Brothers.
Stuck on You.
Yeah.
But that's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
But it's also very real life.
Yeah. It handles very the same insecurities you would have about being stuck to somebody.
And then they get separated.
Yeah.
And they're lost.
Yeah,
they're kind of lost.
They keep falling over because as one's walking, he's leaning to the left and he just keeps falling over.
They're just so used to it.
Man, how can anybody live like that? And at what point and how old are you when all of a sudden you're 5 or 6, you realize, wait a minute, I got somebody else. Nobody else has this. I got somebody growing next to me here, and I'm not like other people. How do you get through
your
life?
Your whole life is just connected to somebody else's actions.
Well,
I remember watching that thing on the Learning Channel about these two girls, and honest to goodness, they always seemed pretty happy.
They went to the carnival together.
They rode a Ferris wheel.
That's all they know. So
do they have two heads?
Yes. Completely different heads out of the same trunk.
In that situation, I always feel sorry for the mother that gave birth to the conjoined twins.
Here comes the heads.
I mean, right? You know, just like, I mean, two of them side by side, that's got to sting a little bit.
Oh my goodness, Dan just had, I'm sorry, but it's funny. The doctor goes, okay, well, heads. it looks like you got twins. No, wait a minute. No, you don't.
They're attached.
Just two heads.
Now, you have Blind Bob on this show. You like to ask him questions. I'd love to have a pair of conjoined twins on this show.
I would do not only one show. I'd do the week. I'd do 3 hours a day for a week, and you'd never run out of questions. I'm not kidding.
Seriously. Each show would be about, okay, when you guys do this, when you guys do that. I mean, it'd be a whole, you're right.
If I'm not mistaken, these two girls... I think they're still alive. They're in their 40s or something.
Yeah, they're still alive.
Did they not get married or something?
No. They were only teenagers about 3 or 4 years ago. Young 20s.
But later, I thought I read one, they got married or something.
Mm-mm.
How could you ever marry?
Not the girls with the two arms, two legs, and two heads. No. Though they aren't married. I think they're now just in college.
So could you imagine if the one head gets mad at the other head? And then smacking the other one with the one arm and the other one, they're fighting each other basically.
What happens when you're mad at each other? You can't go. Well,
I want to know who does the writing for the homework. Is one left-handed and the other one's right-handed, or does the right-handed one do the writing?
They were in school and they had two separate report cards and they took two separate tests. They actually covered that.
Wow!
And they did one right with the left-handed one. But they learned to coordinate. Get this. One girl controls the left leg and the other controls the right leg.
Wow.
They had to learn to coordinate to walk.
That is crazy.
Holy mackerel.
I'm just wondering how as much as I toss and turn at night when I sleep, what if one likes to sleep on the back and one likes to sleep on the chest?
Man. Oh, man. Twisted.
It's like, all right, honey, it's time for us to get. So then they have to slide their legs off the bed, get up, then they have to turn around, then they have to dive bomb back into the bed together so they can sleep
on their... Do they both throw up when they throw up, or does one throw
one.
Up on the other?
I think
who
one.
Wipes when they go to the bathroom?
See,
is it the left arm or the right arm? That's what I want to know.
Depends on how bad it is.
If they were hot, if they were hot and you were on a date, would you kiss one of them or would you kiss both?
I'd kiss them both.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No, me neither.
Hey, I'm just okay. Well,
if they eventually get married, they're just going to get married to this. You're going to marry both of them. It's going to be like a
well, think about how
deal.
Much kind of fun that would be in certain situations.
I disagree.
You know?
A
whole show.
You're not thinking.
I disagree. If I were in bed with conjoined twins and we all had our clothes off, I would think I'm in some kind of horror movie or some kind of, this is just too bizarre. I don't think I could get anything going because I'd just be thinking, what am I with?
With these girls, you got two heads and you got one body. So it's like if one of them says no, the other one says yeah, then just, you know.
Then what? You can't get rid of the one that said no.
No, but so
two
you
two arms, but only one.
Hey! Be quiet. Who decides? Which head decides on whether or not that one vagina will have sex?
Yeah.
Who controls that deal?
I don't know.
Well, if they each share one leg, do they share a vagina?
What if a guy, well, they have one trunk. What if a guy said, hey, I'd love to go to bed with either one of you girls? And one girl said, oh, you got it. Another one goes, no way, not me. I'm going to be a virgin. Now, how do you solve that?
She hangs
argument?
Out there, one hangs outside the bed, just kind of like, you know, on her hand. What are you doing? Are you guys done yet?
Jesus. Don't get mad at us for laughing, because if you're normal, you laugh too.
Don't be offended.
You can't help but wonder about that stuff.
But you got two heads. You've got, I don't know.
Now you know what you're thinking.
And you guys are being so racy and raunchy here, but legitimately, I would like to ask certain questions.
Wait,
hold on.
I just got a great line. Hey, how about some heads?
And speaking of something I heard in the first hour, you know, what happens if you can't get in the driver's side passenger of your car and you got to crawl through the...
Yeah.
Oh.
There's no way they would make that.
That'd almost be a movie.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. They got driver's licenses.
Yeah.
They each have. Now, who gets the ticket?
Well, you know what? There's no blind spots in that car.
No.
Hey, while I'm driving, you look over your shoulder.
That's pretty good.
I mean, look over my shoulder. No. And how about the cop that walks up to that car and goes, okay, you.
Let me see your license.
I mean, you.
Hey there, buckaroo.
I'm not drunk. She is. Oh, she is. She is.
Their driver's license have both their heads.
That's right.
No.
I'm
telling you, they covered this. And if you're the cop, the two girls ahead of time need to work out a deal. Who's going to have alcohol on their breath? Yeah. That means the other one's driving.
Yeah.
But doesn't the alcohol go into...
it goes into the complicated system. That's the thing. They share a liver.
Yeah.
So it goes into both their systems.
You're both drunk. And what are you drinking?
Two tickets.
When they post for their senior photos, one smiles, the other one's got like a pumpkin over her head going to disguise her. No, I'm not in the photo.
Well, they come home from being out driving. The dad goes, well, girls, how was it tonight? Well, we got two DWIs.
Yeah.
They were both driving at the same time.
Because she got slush and I got half the alcohol.
The first question I would ask conjoined twins legitimately on the show is, what do you fight about most? Because you could fight about a million things.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. You fight about just the fact that you're conjoined twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, every day.
Oh. Now, do they both get a headache, or does one get a headache?
I would say.
Well, no, they got two separate heads. So
I think
would
one would have a headache.
One would have a headache, and the other one.
But stomach ache wise, they both have, they both share liver, so maybe that, you know.
True. Which one ate the wrong thing that gave them stomach ache?
I told
you
that.
Not to eat that. Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Exactly. So, you know, they both probably eat.
Yeah, they're like, want to be vegan? You had to try that, didn't you?
This is, it's bizarre. The more you think about it, the more bizarre it gets, and the more.
I'd love to see them ride a bike, though, if they each control a leg.
I believe did, if I remember. No, I watched a few of these things. I think they rode a bike. Coordinating left leg, right leg. It's just like rowers, you know, row. You got to make sure it's all coordinated. All right, what else did you have?
Well, I'm going to preview one more thing before I go. Coming out Friday, The Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington.
I have no desire to see this.
The reason...
I hear it's good.
It's Lamy. It's Antoine
Racist.
Foucault.
You don't like it because he's
black. They made Training Day together, and the first one was good. Because Denzel makes it good. If it was anybody else playing this guy... This avenging loner, it'd be a bad movie. But the first one was good. Second one, you got Pedro Pascal from Game of Thrones is in it. Bill Pullman, Melissa Leo. But really, it's Denzel dishing out justice. The guy never gets old. Comes out Friday. If you like the first one, the second one's going to be good.
Yeah,
same director.
That's the first name. Have you ever heard of anybody else named Denzel? That's one of those one-word names, like Elvis before Elvis Costello. If you just say Cher or Denzel. I've never heard of another.
And his son is now getting into acting. He was on HBO's Ballers. John David Washington, former football player, is now going to be in movies. And he looks just like his dad. Talks the same way. Looks the same way. But
you could do worse than look like Denzel Washington.
Equalizer 2 comes out Friday. But until then, until next Tuesday, I'm Dan Buffa. I've had enough of it.
I think he actually has had enough. He wants out of here. There you go, it's Dan Buffa. Dan Buffa is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Is somebody still wanting to call? We have a bunch of people calling about the conjoined thing. Somebody's waiting like 46 minutes or something.
No, that's
Window World St. Louis.
That's another line in the other studio that's being taken.
WindowWorldSt.Louis.com is the number. And if you need replacement windows, why would you not at least look at the one more people buy?
than any other. Now, we have not been talking about our Rhine River cruise next year because right off the bat, we sold, I think, like three-fourths of the cabins or something. But this is what happens, and it happens every year. Even when we did this every year, now we skipped a year. Immediately, we sell a bunch of cabins. And then, or rooms, because we usually go to a resort. And then there's this lull. As we get toward the 11th hour, people scramble. And then we have people who are mad because they didn't get on. Well, you've had a year, and no, almost 2 years. 2 years to plan for this. Our regular travelers, I know a lot of you are on board for this. Let me run this down for you real quickly. And Dan, it's still on our Facebook page, is that right? If they go to Facebook.com /AMThePM.
And it should be at the top of the page.
All the information. Cut my mic for 1 second, will you? Thank you. All the information is on our Facebook page. But let me run some of this down with you. I've never been to Europe. Let me start there. All right. My wife has more than once. She was a travel agent. I've not. So I'm not big on world history. I don't understand. I want a lot of the stuff I'm looking at. I don't know what I'm looking at. But every person that I've ever talked to or heard that has been on one of these five-star deluxe river cruises in Europe says it is breathtaking, and the service is unbelievable, and the food is fantastic. We're on the five-star Amadeus Silver 2. That's right. That's our ship. And if you think, well, I've seen those cruise ships. I don't like a 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people. No. This is a river cruise ship with 165 passengers. So our group will make up like a third of this ship. We leave June 26th of next year, 2019. You can go on YouTube if you want and look up the Amadeus Silver 2, and you'll find all kinds of videos of what the ship looks like on board, what the food is like, where they go. It's a 10-day trip, and the Rhine River is, I think, probably the most important waterway in Europe. We'll go through four countries, the Netherlands, Germany, France, and Switzerland, from Amsterdam. And my wife and I have already bought a package where we leave a couple of days early so we can hang out in Amsterdam for a couple of days. Then we meet everybody there who decided to go on later and not go early. But everybody leaves from Amsterdam on the North Sea to, is it Basel, B-A-S-E-L?
That Lyme, sounds about right.
And Lucerne in the Swiss Alps. It's twice the cost of what we normally do, but we had asked people a year ago to just save, double the money, and you really won't be spending any more than you have for the 19 years that we've gone on a trip with listeners. This is 4,499. Let's call that 4,500. Let's round it off to the nearest dollar. One more dollar makes it 4,500. So 4,500 per person, that's $9,000 per couple. Now, I want to be clear, unlike some of the all-inclusive trips we've taken to resorts, this is not all-inclusive. You can't just drink all you want to drink. Certainly the meals are included. I'm sure there's some wine with the dinner and whatever. But outside of that, you're an alcoholic. You probably don't want to do this like you would on one of those all-inclusive things. So that's the deal. Julie, our travel agent, is the same travel agent who has put all these together for the last, I think, like 18 of the 19 years, at least 17. It includes your airfare. I'm looking at these cabins on the ship, and I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll pull this up and at least be curious enough to look at the five-star, the Amadeus Silver 2.
It's back on the top of our page, on our Facebook page.
Would you try to keep it there for a while?
Yeah.
Just make it easy for people?
Yeah.
We leave the United States June 26th. We get in Amsterdam the 27th. This folder that Julie will send you breaks it out day by day. the meals. Oh, it says regular red and white wines are served with every dinner on the ship. There are musical performances that get musicians on the ship. It's not like the regular cruise ship, though, where sometimes it can be too much. There's a captain's gala dinner. There's sightseeing in Lucerne. I'm looking at the places we see. Cologne, Germany. Is it Limey, Cochum, Germany? Does that sound familiar? Is that
I one? Believe or so.
Cochum, Cochum?
Cochum, I think.
Koblenz, Germany. Rüdesheim, Germany. Strasbourg.
Oh, that's my France, family's town.
Strasbourg, France. Yeah, the Strauss just founded Strasbourg, France. Yeah. Mannheim, Germany. And... you know, this is the first time I've actually really looked. I'm so horrible because my wife just packs. I just go. I go, okay, let's go. I've not really looked at this, and now that I look at it, the optional pre-cruise stay in Amsterdam for two nights is $699 per person. I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish they'd just call it $700. It's a dollar less than $700, but I guess when people glance, $699 looks a lot cheaper than $700. It's a buck. So for $700, optional pre-cruise stay, two nights in Amsterdam. Amsterdam, I'm very curious about Amsterdam. Limey, have you been to Amsterdam?
I have never been to Amsterdam. Always wanted to go, though. I heard they have a fantastic art scene.
Well, that and other things. It's a pretty wild place. They have prostitutes in, it's like storefront windows.
It's basically like going to IKEA, but for prostitutes.
Yeah, they pose and stand in the window, and you window shop, I'll take her. Tim, you ever been to Amsterdam?
No, but I'm trying to get this whole IKEA analogy down. You have to put things together at IKEA. You got to put your
window shut. Like, you know, you can see, like, hey, I like that. I'm going to go get it.
Oh, I thought you had to put your own prostitute together.
And the other thing about Amsterdam, most people don't realize, is pot is illegal. Marijuana is illegal. Yet on every corner, they have what they call, like, coffee houses or something. They're actually... pot smoking places, right. And they never get busted, and they sort of have an understanding. You keep it there, keep in those shops, and everybody's cool, and nobody gets busted. So it is the Rhine River Cruise, June 26, 2019. Prepare to be gone for 10 days. I hope you can join us. I know that well over half the cabins are taken with listeners, probably about 3/4. Please don't wait till the last minute. You got another year to put this all together, and all the information you need, including Julie Wilson's name and number, on that brochure. If you know you would love to go and you're pretty sure and you have trouble finding all this information, you shoot me an email. I'll send you in the right direction. I'll give you Julie's number. I'm easy to find. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. I'm going to do a little business. You got a little business to do, Limey?
I sure do.
We'll do that and then we'll come back and work our way toward the Playhouse. In Chesterfield Valley, and I go by Chesterfield Valley every day, every single day. That's how I jump on Highway 40. There is a store that's been there a lot longer than a lot of the stuff there. It's a Meanies. And somebody had a great vision because when they built it, they decided, well, let's make, no matter what else comes into the valley, and thousands of businesses did afterwards. Somebody said, no matter what else comes here, let's make sure this stands out. Nobody else is going to do what we're going to do. We're going to have a round building with a copper dome on it. And sure enough, you go down 40, and you look over toward the valley there, one thing jumps out, and it's that beautiful copper dome building. That's a Meanies. I want you to go in there, and I want you to see what a $700,000 rug looks like. It's hanging up there out of some palace. That rug is 153 years old. It looks like nobody ever walked on it, and lots of people did for 153 years. It's gorgeous. I don't expect you to buy it. I don't expect anybody to buy it. I don't think they do either. It is for sale. $700,000. If you have that kind of money. If you don't, just go in there and appreciate it for what it is. And then while you're there, appreciate everything in that store and the store itself for what it is. It's a place where you can find the best of the best. Patio furniture, accent pieces, lighting. But they're famous for their patio furniture. Yes, pinball machines, arcade games, shuffleboard, jukeboxes, pool tables, home theater seating, it's all there. And because of what they carry, the inventory, and the variety they have, there's nobody in your family who's going to be bored there. From little kids to your great-great-grandparents. If your great-great-grandparents can still get around, they're 115, take them to Amini's. They'll love it. And so will the kids. Kids aren't going to bug you to leave because the games are on free play. And they don't mind if they play. They want them to play. It's a fantastic store. And has been part of the show now for, I'm guessing, 6-7 years. Time goes fast. A-M-I-N-I-S. They're in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. Aminis.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Nothing found southbound 170 at Olive. An accident southbound 141 at Fiedler. Traffic is jamming near Gravoid Bluffs. Eastbound 70 backing up at Salisbury again into the Poplar. And delays into Route Z on southbound 55. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. Great rate, zero fees, plus students can earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned, hot, clarified butter. That's how it's done at Serpent Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at serpentsirloin.com.
This is Cam Jansen, and I'm telling you, the warm weather is here. You know what that means? You're probably going to have to take your shirt off at some point. Don't be that guy that has that large t-shirt that jumps in the pool with it. Don't be that guy. Sometimes it's tough getting up and forcing yourself to work out, and I'm telling you, if you don't have that drive anymore, you got to go get checked out at LowTUSA.com. They got two places. They got a place in Chesterfield and in South County. All you got to do is go in and get your blood work done. Go get your blood work done by board-certified physicians. You'll get results that same day. And I tell you this, you might be suffering from low testosterone. If that's the case, you will feel a huge difference. You'll have that drive again. All you got to do is walk in one of the two locations, either South County or Chesterfield. Get your blood work done. It is covered by insurance. This is not a rich man's game. This is for the working man. I am telling you, LowTUSA.com. It's a game changer. And I'll tell you this, it's a relationship changer too.
Are we back?
Yeah, that's why I said you had 5 seconds.
I dropped my headphones. Hang on.
No, great radio.
Oh, theater, man, of the mind. You know what? Hold on.
Did you break your
headphones? I rolled a chair over the headphone cord, and it completely pulled it out. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. This will be over before you know it. Hold on here.
No.
I got them back. Put them back together. All right, folks, the Playhouse is coming up. Larry Connors just walked in here, and...
Bill Cleveland's here, too.
Bill Cleveland's here. He'll be in the Playhouse. Larry comes on after we get off the air. We'll tell you what Larry's going to talk about. A couple of things that I will just give you a little teaser here. My sons are in the restaurant business. And on a pretty regular basis, they'll call me and they'll share stories with me. I'm going to tell you one in the Playhouse. It just happened, I believe, yesterday. And it has to do with the people who come in and apply to work in the restaurant. And this is not just with them. This is pretty much, I don't even know if it's just isolated to the restaurant business. It's the mindset of certain people who come in to apply for a job, and you cannot understand how in the world they think they can possibly get hired. Because of what they say to you, because of the way they look or smell, lack of experience, no motivation. It's incredible to me, some of the people who come in looking for jobs. So my son calls me yesterday and he goes, Dad, I got one for you. And he knows that it's something I'll be able to use. I said, let's have it. And he proceeds to tell me about this girl. He's pretty sure it was a girl. That's the other thing. He tells me now that a lot of times the people come in to apply to wait tables or cook, he doesn't know what sex they are. He can't tell.
You don't know what it is until it speaks.
And then sometimes you don't know. And he proceeds to tell me, he says, I am pretty sure this is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he described her hair. He said, worse than Limey's. That's how he described it. No.
Worse than Limey's.
He said her head was shaved on one side and then long on the other side.
That is actually quite popular
right now. I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
That's quite popular among women.
Yeah.
It's like their version of my
hair. And then he said, Dad, I've got notes from when I sat with her. He said, I'll text you my notes. It's beyond belief. And if you ever go to YouTube and pull up police stops and how people deal with the police, and they tell them, I'm not going to show you my driver's license, I don't have to answer your questions, I don't have to roll the window down, that kind of stuff. It's sort of that kind of attitude now with some of the people looking for work. I think it's worth hanging on for. I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you. Stay right where you are. Tim Woodburn has the...